I think there's always a huge demand for childcare and early childhood education. And even though a lot of progress has been made in expanding accessibility and expanding the number of slots available, and there is still just a big demand for early childhood education. Military families are young families. The largest single cohort of military kids is under 5 years old. So when you're talking about military kids needing childcare, early childhood education, that is a large cohort of kids. And especially as we have more dual military families and more military spouses, civilian military spouses are looking for work and wanting to work outside the home, the need for child development centers and childcare in general is only going to increase. And I think it's important for people to realize that when you're talking about military families, you're often talking about families who are far away from extended family and other support that people often use for childcare. You can't call on grandma necessarily to come and babysit. If you have a doctor's appointment, you can't ask your sister to come by and watch the kids for a little while. So lots of things that other people might be able to turn to other sources of support to help out with childcare are not available to the military family. And so that makes things like drop-in care that much more important. They need a wider range of childcare options to meet the challenges of the military lifestyle.